Hello, folks. So today I'm going to talk a little bit about my ongoing experience with the Gemini Protocol. As most of you are aware, I actually host these Aprilcasts on my Gemini server using the Agate server software. And I host my own stuff partly as a bit of an exercise to get familiar with the whole process of it, because I think self-hosting where possible is important. I'm not necessarily advocating that every single person under every single circumstance should do it. I think that there's a great deal of benefit in communities coming together and pooling their resources, absolutely. Just this $5 a month DigitalOcean droplet to host a very, very small Gemini capsule is certainly overkill. I'm sure if I shopped around, I could find services of a similar quality that might be a little bit smaller in size, smaller in scale, that I could not spend as much money on. But DigitalOcean are pretty reliable in that regard. They're very fast, and it also allows me to scale appropriately, so that if I decided to do more with this server, I'm certainly in a position to do so. And I do intend to in the future anyway. So I have been now using Gemini since January, and I've been enjoying every second of it. I've been upgrading. I spent today upgrading my Agate server. Agate was always easy to set up when I first did it. In fact, that's one of the reasons I chose to host my content on Gemini and not Gopher. I do have a worldwide website, chrisware.uk, and that's more for, outward facing, should we say, mainstream content, but also as a window into the world of Gemini as well. I should really do a bit more of a page explaining how to access Gemini in the ways that I would encourage new people to Gemini to access Gemini space. That's, I guess, on my to-do list. But the version three, releases of Agate server have really brought out a few new features. It's still very lightweight, still very sort of it is just a basic server insofar that it just serves up static pages, but it's become even easier to set up now. So I decided to set up Agate from scratch just so I could see what the process is like, and it generates its own self-signed certificates and it's just easier. That's really quite wonderful. The documentation's pretty good, but it does render my video that I put up on YouTube out of date. So I've put a big tag that says out of date on it and linked into the Agate documentation, which I think people can by and large follow quite straightforwardly. There are a few things in my video that aren't necessarily covered in the documentation, which is why I decided to do it, like how to link it in with systemd and that kind of stuff. I do use Debian 10 for my Agate server. I used to use Ubuntu, but I actually kind of like Debian. It doesn't integrate with snaps, which I like, and it's also more like community centric as a distribution. That's not to say that snaps don't have their uses. I've seen cases where they've very much eased the process of setting up particular pieces of software for server use. It's just that I much rather them be an opt-in thing, and because they are, or they certainly seem to be, very integrated into the Ubuntu environment, it doesn't seem that there's much of a choice. It seems that Canonical and Ubuntu are really pushing the snaps quite hard. And to be honest, for me, I'm running a server because I wish to learn how to run a server, to operate a server. If I was doing a day job, if I was getting paid by the hour and I didn't, I just wanted to make sure that the client was getting their, getting what they were paying me for, snaps would be fine. The client, I'm sure, wouldn't mind, and it would just make my day job a whole lot easier. But I'm here to actually learn how servers work, learn how to set them up. And for me, I don't necessarily automatically want the easiest route possible. I certainly appreciate that there are easy routes, but for me, I'd rather learn or take the route of that gives me the most comprehensive learning experience. And I think Debian is quite good at offering that, because if I learn on Debian, then it becomes easier to learn on other distributions as well. But all in all, one of the things I really liked about Gemini is the nature of its decentralization. Yes, I'm sure if Gemini were to gain any kind of critical mass or momentum, there would be centralized hubs to distribute Gemini content. And that's not necessarily a bad thing either. Gemini content is so light that there is no reason why Everyone needs to be running their own $5 a month DigitalOcean droplet. But I also like the fact that at this stage, at least, it's attracting people who want to take ownership over their content, who are disenfranchised with the idea that we need these mega corporations to serve our content because we are, for one reason or another, unable or unwilling to do it ourselves. And as I said yesterday,